Up and Adam, good morning. 5 minutes past six, it is Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out for your Thursday.
Morning, Simo. Thursday, yes, there's only one more day to go.
Yep, so wait.
And then the weekend.
Have you? I think you have the weekend off, do you not?
No, I'm working.
Ah, sucked in. Oh. So am I. So we'll be hanging out here.
Yeah, well, still, you don't have to say sucked in.
I mean, we've got to start looking at summer activities because the weather's super turned it on over the last couple of days.
I know yesterday was warm. I was walking around in a T-shirt.
And
it felt weird.
Well, I mean, granted, it's been super cold today. Temperature's getting up to 16 degrees in Jindabyne alone, so it's a good feeling. Mm. And speaking of feelings, this feeling, the Chainsmokers are in the mix. We've got Medusa and Good Boys right now, Piece of Your Heart. You're on Snow FM Breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. Show me a piece. Zara Larsson, All the Time, Snow FM Breakfast. About to hit 20 past 6 for your Thursday. And Jordan's got some news for us. Information. ...
Could you think of any other words other than information?
Nope.
Information.
Information.
Informative information.
Info.
Info. Yeah, that's a good one.
Informing.
Just in.
In Fresno.
Just in.
Alrighty.
Yes, it is, Simo. It is. Is it a slow news day or not?
Mm.
Same thing that we tend to do on slow news days.
The answer is typically yes. Yes, it is.
Very rarely do we. In fact, never have we done this on a busy news day.
What have we got?
All right, Simo. We're going to cross to America.
Dun, 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 America.
So I'll read you the headline,
yep,
and you can let me know whether it is a slow news day or not.
Yep.
14 goats and a sheep found wandering in Virginian neighborhood.
Okay. I mean, that's a fair amount. 14?
14 goats and a sheep, so 15 in total.
Like I said, I've got, we have three sheep that don't belong to us wandering around where I live, and two goats that made it through the house at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Are we sure that this article isn't about your house?
Could be.
Could be, you never know.
So are they all okay?
Yeah, all fine.
Okay.
All the sheep escaped from... This is something I haven't heard of.
Hmm.
They belong to a landscaping company.
Okay.
So the company brings around the sheep and the goats.
To, like, bring the grass level down?
Eat away the bushes and weeds for the clients.
It's ergonomic.
I know. I mean, I would have thought just like a lawnmower or something like
they're
that.
They're probably one of those new fandangle kind of, you know, new agey landscape ones that, like, do everything, like, healthy. Like, they're probably vegan landscapers or something.
Yeah, true.
And so they're using an ergonomic means in order to, like, clear shrubbery.
Mm.
So the goats are involved.
So they were involved on site doing that, just sort of around the corner. Somehow, one of the posts fell over or something.
Yeah.
And they were able to escape. Neighbours kind of woke up in the morning to discover, 14 goats and a sheep just casually in their front yard, just wandering around. So managed to keep them out of harm's way safely until the authorities arrived, who were able to work out what to do with them.
Yeah, well, hopefully they had a warrant for, 14 goats and how many sheep?
14 goats and one sheep.
All right, just the one sheep there.
Just very outnumbered. The goat-to-sheep ratio, it's a bit concerning.
How do you go with wild animals when I say wild?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call... You know, if you say wild animals, I think anaconda.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really call 14 goats necessarily wild.
Right, but so if you wake up at home and you've got 14 goats in that hallway outside your house...
Look, I'm going to immediately start looking around for a camera because I think Simo's done an elaborate practical joke.
Right.
Do not break into my house...
And leave 14 goats behind?
And leave 14 goats.
All right, that's a deal, but what would you do?
You can leave a sheep if you want, but not 14 goats.
Yeah, that's fair.
What I'd do, probably go back to bed.
Yeah.
You'd have to do a show on your own that morning.
This is Alice in Wonderland, Easy on Snow FM. Okay, Alicia Cara on 97.7 Snow FM, now broadcasting on DAB Digital Radio in Canberra, so you can catch us in the capital. And I assume with the they're not on a pension. What are they? The public purse? Like, lots of people in Canberra on the...
What are you talking to politicians?
Yeah. What do they get?
I think it is called a pension.
Is it?
To be honest, I got no idea.
The public wage, earning money from your taxes. Mm. I assume they're the kinds of people that would get this done. It's come across my desk again of recent times, and it's something I've always found rather bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
So not just cleaning, because that one day, potentially, I could see myself taking advantage of and hiring a cleaner if I had a house that needed a bit of work done, because I wouldn't want to do it myself. But naked cleaning, where do you stand on that, Jordan? It's a
So you hire someone.
Yes.
To come around to your house.
Yep.
To get naked.
Yeah.
And then clean.
Yeah. I assume, because to me, if you can have someone clean your house, typically, I imagine you don't want to be there.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, probably.
Because it's like what you don't see doesn't hurt you type thing. So,
exactly.
Like, you, and I guess people could say they were naked cleaning your house anyway.
Yeah, well, exactly. If there's no one there, it's like, yeah, no, I was doing it. Yeah, I'm nude. Yeah.
Did the naked tree really make a sound if it falls in a forest?
So who are these people? Do you get to choose the cleaner in question? Because, like, normally if you just book a normal cleaner, you just ring up the cleaning company or whatever and just say hi.
Yeah.
Would you be able to send a cleaner around at such and such a time? And they go, yeah, we'll send over Barry.
Exactly,
if you're getting naked cleaners, no offence to Barry.
Yep.
Probably not the
one. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Apparently in this particular cleaning company that's now jumped on board, this has three male cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
So Barry's getting a workout at the same time.
Nice.
So apparently underwear starting at $99 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so there's tiers of like what you pay for and what you get. So $117 an hour is topless cleaning, and then the full shebang is $135 an hour to have someone completely stark as dealing with the grime.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably unhealthy to be kind of dealing with chemicals and be nude.
I assume they're allowed to wear gloves at various points.
But that's not naked, is it?
No.
You know?
So you would take them to court for the loophole?
I would.
Yeah?
I would. Well, there's gloves and maybe goggles or something, which I would assume they'd wear, but then that shouldn't count.
It's like at that point, when you've got naked people cleaning your house, do you think you're at the point of riches where money doesn't mean a heck of a lot?
Yeah.
You reckon that's where that's at?
Almost certainly.
Probably.
Not whatever you want.
Pitbull would hire them. Mr. Worldwide.
Pitbull's got about 17, I think.
17 naked cleaners in his
Barry's
house.
Barry's certainly getting a work at Pitbull's house.
3 to 10. Portugal the Man, Feel It Still on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you, 6 minutes off 7 o'clock.
And now, Simo, a group of UK-based office workers have broken a Guinness World Record overnight.
Good on them.
It's not necessarily one that involves skill, I hope they don't mind me saying. It's one that involves time and doing something for a ridiculous amount of time.
It's brilliant. It sounds like this office is like one you'd want to work in, because it sounds like they just put their heads together on a day-to-day basis to be like, what's something that we could do to fill the time?
Yeah, I mean, not a heck of a lot of work happening at that office today. Productivity an all-time low.
But they're not Facebook Insta scrolling, like they're not doing the
social media looking at
the infinite scroll, as it were, like just keep going on their feeds. They're at least out there doing stuff. What were they doing?
That's very true, Simo. I want to get your thoughts. Would you be up for doing this?
Okay.
Traveling in a conga line for 14 miles.
Ooh, that's an excellent question. Let me think. My thinking music.
Sounds like conga music. Which is remarkably convenient.
14 miles. What's that in Australian kilometres? Or the metric system? 14 miles. It's like 20 Ks?
I think something like that.
Yeah.
Should I give you some more stats?
Please do.
Help you, you know, make up your mind.
Yep.
So this song, Do the Conga, was played on a loop 110 times.
Okay. Cool. Yep.
During the group's record attempt, which lasted 5.5 hours.
Yep, because I was going to say, the song goes for about 5 minutes 20, so that's on point with my calculations.
Maths checks out.
Yep.
They did this at an athletics track, so they were just going around and around the athletics track. They did 57 laps.
Have you got what times they started?
No.
Hmm.
Why did you want that? Well, I know you can kind of work it out.
We just wonder, because if they're supposed to be in their workplace or not, So they, what was the Guinness World Record before they broke it?
So the previous Guinness World Record was 11 miles.
Yep.
This group has done 14, so they haven't sort of just been there. They got to the 11 miles.
And then they thought...
And then thought, eh, we've come all this way. We can, might as well just do an extra three.
We can take this further, literally.
But they are genuinely doing the Congo, so they're walking, well, going along kind of one behind the other.
Yeah.
And then stopping every third step and sticking a leg out or whatever you do in the Congo.
Hey, yeah, no, that's what you do.
Yeah. Which would get very boring after, I would assume, about 3 minutes.
So what was their actual job? Do you know what workplace they were in? What were they?
No, so they're just office workers.
Yeah.
That thought, you know what, let's try and break a world record. And while we're at it, raise a bit of money for charity as well.
Interesting.
Mm.
Well, I wonder what kind of industry they would be in. I mean, in Australia, it's probably, that's got to be Centrelink, right?
Yeah.
Kygo and Whitney Houston's vocals getting to work on that one. Higher Love on Snow FM Breakfast. 7:40, Simo and Jordan.
Hey now, Simo, I saw this in the news this morning. Couldn't help but start laughing.
Yeah.
A 32-year-old Indian man was caught impersonating an 81-year-old man in order to try and gain access to America.
Okay, right. Did he look the part?
No.
Okay. What did he do to change his appearance? Did he do
something? He dyed his beard grey.
Oh, yeah, that's up there.
And wore glasses.
What was his downfall? Did he look more like Gandalf than he did?
No, he just looks, even with the glasses and the dyed beard.
Yeah.
Still just looks like a 32-year-old man.
Yeah, right.
So this guy, he met up with an agent who that illegally promised him...
An agent.
Yes, that's what they called him. Okay, right. One of these people who illegally promised to get him into America and get a visa.
Okay.
Kind of, and thought, okay, well, this is how you have to do it.
Okay.
You have to dress up and convince the border customs that you're an 81-year-old man.
Okay, so he got, like, obviously, this agent has dished him a passport as well of an older man?
Yes.
What's the difference? What, I don't quite understand the difference between the younger guy and the older guy. Like, why are they less strict on older people?
No, it just,
when you cross the border.
No, it just happened. This was the fake passport that he was given.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Of the older man, so he has to try and make himself look older.
Have you got photos?
I do, Simo.
Yeah,
there you go. Do you want to have a little look-see?
Alrighty.
Does that look like an 81-year-old man to you?
No. No, everything's true. You got to, like... He's way too crisply put together here. Like, the beard is contoured. Mm. Once you get to 80, you ain't caring about what people think about your aesthetics. Fool!
Exactly.
He doesn't look 80.
Exactly. And that's the whole reason that he was stopped. So, originally, he managed to make it through the first little security area.
Oh, he's nailed that.
But, I mean, they don't really, you know, check your passport or anything like that. They're just checking to see what's in your bag and all that sort of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, they're more... They're more interested in how you queue than anything else. To, like, make sure you queue properly, otherwise we're going to make you wait a little longer.
And to make sure that you quickly pack and unpack all of your stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And then bugger off. But it was when he got to the next stage, which is customs, where they do have the passport, hold it up next to your face, think, That is when he got in trouble. And, originally he said, because I said, can we come and have a chat to you? And he said, oh, no, I'm too old to stand. So, guy, because he's in a wheelchair. Yes, quickly after that, his disguise was undisguised.
I think you got to double down. Like, how, in a world where you had to get across the border as someone else, what do you reckon you're doing? How are you going? Are you going older? Are you going younger? What do you reckon?
Well, look, I tell you what, I certainly wouldn't advertise what I'm doing. Put it that way.
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't say, yes, customs, I'm going dressed as a 10-foot-tall unicorn.
Right.
Because then they'd be looking out for that.
Correct, yeah.
Having said that, if they did see a 10-foot-tall unicorn, they'd probably go and investigate it.
See, I'd double down. I'd go Leo DiCaprio and just, like, some big sunglasses.
I mean, yeah, but also, you picked someone famous there.
Yeah, I did.
People who know who Leonardo DiCaprio is,
okay.
They know what he looks like.
Right.
They know what you look like.
Yep.
Really, you should have gone with someone like Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Who wears, in all of his movie roles, wears so much makeup. Let's face it, no one really knows what he looks like.
Walk past as Captain Jack Sparrow and be like, I actually am Johnny Depp. Here's my passport. I got to get across the border.
Yeah, I mean, this is just how I dress every day.
Oh, dear, that guy does not look 80.
He looks about 32. And that would be because he is 32.
Damn it, he didn't even age a year. Unfortunate. We got Pinal right now. All of us. Actually, you could just use your dinosaur suit. That'd work.
Perfect.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I. One. What?
the wheel of I Won What. It's thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles and the first caller through this morning. It is a good morning to Etienne. Good morning, Etienne. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Etienne, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Oh, here we go.
Crunchy Nut Clusters.
Oh, nice.
He's very specific. He's got to have his breakfast done exactly right.
And very specific with that brand. Are they paying you to mention them on air?
Oh, dear.
Yes.
He wishes. Are you full cream milk, Etienne?
No.
Oh, what are you?
Ooh, what are you for?
What kind of milk's he on?
A2.
Oh,
I have no idea what that is.
It's a new age milk.
Is that another brand name?
All the kids are into it, mate.
Is it?
I don't know. Etienne, you're on your way to Canberra over the weekend, are you?
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe you can pick up some more milk for us there and bring it back. You know how the wheel spins? You know how the game works, don't you?
Yes.
All right. How does it work?
You have to make a noise and spin the wheel.
All righty.
He's got it.
Go for it, Etienne. Make that wheel spin.
Yeah.
I was almost half expecting a cow. Getting milked. I was never really into cereal yourself.
No.
I'm not a big... How many days a week are you eating cereal, Etienne?
Every
day.
Every morning.
See, strong bones, lots of protein. What has he scored? Ah, a bit of protein.
Well, he's certainly got stronger bones than me and Simo because we don't drink milk. But this morning, Etienne... You've won a couple of Macca's vouchers, I believe, Simo.
Yep, he's got himself a Big Mac, and also, I mean, I'm a bit worried about dishing the kid coffee because he's going to bounce off walls. So lots and lots of milk if you're going to have a coffee, Etienne. Mm. Have you had coffee before?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. How did you have it? Did you have milk in it?
Yes.
Good. Did you sleep that night?
Yeah, no.
I'm not surprised.
Hey, Etienne, what type of coffee did you have? Did you have a cappuccino, flat white, latte, long black, short black?
It's a lot of options.
Double macchiato, that one with the chocolate in, which is just terrible.
Which one?
Which coffee did you go for?
Double latte.
Ooh, double latte.
Well, look at me. Look at Etienne.
I know.
High class individual with his coffees, mate. You've won. Nice work, Etienne. Thank you very much for the call this morning. Enjoy that coffee, mate, and enjoy Canberra over the weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Kids are coming for you.
Tones and I, the kids are coming on Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. And you're going to have to find a partner quick, smart, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I mean, it's 20 to 9. I don't know if you're going to be able to do it by the workday, but...
Oh, there's various dating apps. You could do a little bit of a swipe left on those.
The KFC is giving 6 Aussie couples a chance to have a chicken-themed wedding.
Interesting.
Yeah, so...
Chicken-themed wedding. How? So they're not just worrying about the food?
No, wedding package includes themed music, food truck, and a celebrant as well.
Themed music? What chicken songs are there apart from the chicken dance?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Can you name any other chicken-related songs?
Geez, you're testing me. No.
Fair enough.
Oh, dear.
I mean, I can think... I think David Guetta has a song, Sexy Chick.
Birds by... Imagine
but
Dragons.
Birds, Imagine Dragons. I mean, we're very much, you know, not really.
Anything by Birds of Tokyo?
Yep, there you go. Add that to the list.
Yeah, job done. We should be KFC wedding planners.
I think we'd be terrible. Although you are wearing red today.
The applications. So they're actually taking applications. 6 lucky Aussies getting the full treatment to win a fully catered wedding. Apparently, it's worth $35,000 as well.
That's a really expensive KFC.
Yeah.
Yeah. When was the last time you went to KFC and just spent $36,000?
That's an excellent point.
Thank you.
Some mates and I have done over $100 worth. But have you, I mean, wedding though, $35,000, is that cheap for a wedding?
I'd say so. I mean, as you would be shocked to know, I'm not a wedding expert. I don't know what the average cost of one is.
Oh, dear.
I'd say because you've got to hire venue and catering and celebrant and all of that sort of stuff.
Well, they're going to give you the food truck, the themed celebrant, so I assume that's a chicken suit potentially involved.
If the priest is not in a chicken suit, I'll be very disappointed. In fact, if the bride and groom aren't in chicken suits.
Yeah.
I will be very disappointed.
Much disappointed. Music.
God, can you imagine that? You're looking back at your romantic day in 20 years' time, just when the bride came down the aisle.
Either that.
Dressed as a giant chicken.
They're all going to look like they're at the cricket, because you know how the buckets always make an appearance.
Bucket hats.
Yeah, bucket hats, I imagine.
Yeah, is that what the crowd has? So they're all there in their suit and just a bucket hat. And I can imagine the mother of the groom just kind of sitting there. Beautiful dress, KFC bucket on her head.
Oh, dear. The photo booth as well, they're throwing that into the works.
Woo!
So that's pretty decent.
Yeah.
So apparently they're going to be engaging couples to say I do throughout November this year and into May next year. So
just imagine the celebrant, and do you take this man to be your husband? Yes. And would you like a wicked wing? Yes. Here you go.
So would you or would you not? Where do you stand?
Well, have a KFC-themed wedding.
Yeah.
Do it for a lol. What about you? What are you?
Jordan, will you take me to...
should we pretend to be getting married?
Maybe, for the lols.
Yeah, let's
consider it. This is Circles. It's Post Malone. Video clip for this one is out. He's in full armour, bit medieval.
Not a chicken suit, though.
Oh, Post Malone.